It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Aid officials are increasingly alarmed over the conflict in Syria. Dire is how they describe the situation of refugees, but catastrophic is the word they use for the millions displaced inside Syria.
International aid groups have failed to help those who have fled their homes but stayed in the country, mainly because they have found shelter in places too dangerous for outsiders to reach.
NPR's Deborah Amos reports more than 100 private Syrian aid organizations have now sprung up in Turkey and taken on the challenge.
At the international border, Mohelm El-Jundi directs aid vehicles from southern Turkey into Syria. Turkish border officials wave him through, they know him, and quickly stamp his papers. Jundi is with Watan, a private Syrian aid group that collects donations from abroad and delivers support to some of the hotspots inside Syria, places that international aid agencies have been unable to reach.
There's more than 7 ambulance cars, and now we will send one of them to Hama and the next one to Damascus. So this is one of the aids that we are delivered.
28-year-old Jundi heads the aid operation from an office in southern Turkey. The staff here is young. All of them are new to humanitarian aid work, but their lack of experience is offset by connections inside the country. A roster of volunteers, activists on the ground, send reports listing urgent needs, fund a field hospital here, build a bakery there.
We have a good network inside. We can reach different areas. So we made some mistake in the beginning, but now we are strong and we have a good plan.
There are also plans in southern Turkey to help Syrian refugees here. For example, this sewing project. Watan bought 8 machines, rented space for a workshop. The Syrian refugees here share the profits from the sale of what they make.
A little money can help them not to ask people for money. Okay, not to need men.
That's Marwa Saya Issa, a university student who sounds like a Syrian feminist. She designed the workshop plan and convinced Watan to fund it. She found markets for the baby blankets, computer, and cell phone covers that are made by the women here. Some are widows. Most are university graduates. All of them are grateful for any cash, says Umm Mustafa, the first she's earned since she was forced to leave Syria.
I was a school teacher, so I was used to having a job and actually going out every day. This workshop helps you to get out of the house, you know, make your brain work again.
The flow of refugees to southern Turkey ebbs and swells but never stops. 17 refugee camps are already full. Another 200,000 refugees are undocumented. At the same time, a generation of young Syrians has come to southern Turkey to serve, says Adib Shishekli. He heads the aid effort for Syria's main political opposition group. Now, there are 130 private Syrian aid organizations, he says. And what he sees in these dedicated young Syrians is the beginning of civil society.
And this is excellent. As bad as the situation, this project is very exciting.
What's new, he says, is Syrians forming their own independent aid groups. Inside Syria, the government controls, monitors, and handpicks the staff for humanitarian organizations.
Nobody was able to sit down and form anything because that was illegal. So that's a very good start.
Can they address what is a catastrophic humanitarian crisis?
No, they can't. They are very new to relief work, and they need a lot of training.
For his part, Mohelm El-Jundi is trying to speed up that timeline. He's bringing the management skills he learned at a high-tech company in Saudi Arabia. He gets proposals every day from young Syrians who've quit their jobs, who pay their own way to southern Turkey, but most don't know how to work in an aid organization.
Yes, there's some people can do it. Some people, maybe they cannot do it 100%. So we learn them to make this project successful.
It's a long-term project. Aid is the first priority. Building the country is his long-term goal.
You had a good job in Saudi Arabia, right?
Yep.
But he walked away to work in southern Turkey. It's his contribution to the revolution. Many other young Syrians have made the same choice. Deborah Amos, NPR News.